are going to work with our member states to make sure that the policies are in place, that there are systems, especially the judiciary, the social systems to support the victims when it has happened, policies and programs to prevent and to protect. So we are going to be looking at all that. But in the long term, it's also important to look at the status of women in society. Because I think until we address the status of women in society, we will find that these brutal acts will not stop. So it's important to bring a generation from school, beginning to teach kids at school against sexual violence, but also to respect women, to respect girls, and to treat them as equal human beings. Then once that generation comes through, then we probably have less of this than we have now.
As some of the sexual violence that has been recorded in Africa was attributed to peacekeepers, what is the continent doing in trying to address this issue and making sure that those who are sent in to save women, to save lives, do not end up sexually abusing women and girls?
It's something that we've been looking at already, especially around peacekeeping to start with, trying to see what we can do and the international community can do. For instance, just simple things in the camps. Some of the camps don't even have lighting inside their tents and outside. We are already training peacekeepers to know that sexual violence, we have zero tolerance for it, but more importantly, that they have a responsibility to protect the women against sexual violence.
Now, at the end of the conference, you obviously are going to come up with a number of resolutions on what needs to be done to end sexual violence in conflict. As the chairperson of the AU Commission, what more needs to be done in terms of making sure there's that political commitment and concrete actions on the ground in Africa to deal with this issue?
It's a number of things. One, it's the training of the soldiers. I think we must train the soldiers and the police so that it's really in the very essence of their training, is part of their culture, is part of their doctrine, that they do not abuse women. And we must get a lot of women into the defense force, into the police, so that they can also go up in the hierarchy, so that they can bring a different perspective to policing, a different perspective to the defense force. I also think we must ensure that the laws, if somebody perpetrates these crimes, is brought to book, that the law takes its course, so that people know there is a price to sexually abusing anyone. And of course, we also as women need to work with young people. I think we need to work in the social networks, in all the young people circles, to show them that it's not cool to abuse a woman. And I think in government generally, we should bring more women ministers. There should be a critical mass of women in all sectors, in government, in the judiciary, in the academia, in various places, so that the perspective of women in life is integrated with everything.
How have you seen the conference? How is it in terms of being progressive in trying to find ways of trying to deal with ending sexual violence in conflict?
It's very interesting. There is a lot of energy because, as you know, it's not just governments. It's governments, it's civil society, it's women, it's a whole range of people who are here in huge numbers. Even young people are here. There is a lot of positive energy around this subject. We hope that we can not lose this momentum because it has generated a lot of momentum. But I think we should also warn that this is not something that can be achieved in a short space of time. We need to work a lot now to achieve some of the things in the short term, but understand that this struggle is a marathon. It's not just a sprint. It will take a long time because in the end, you have to change society.
Just looking at you as a woman, you have faced abuse like most women in Africa. But look at you now. You are the first and only woman to head the African Union, which is a very patriarchal place to be in. What are the lessons that you can give to other women who have gone through such issues as sexual abuse in conflict or even in ordinary homes and countries?
Well, I was a bit lucky in a sense that both my parents believed in education for girls. And my father was, in a way, brought up by his mother because his father went blind when he was still young. So he valued education and he valued independence for women. But I think the important thing for young girls is education. And also, it's to have self-esteem, self-respect, and confidence. But it's not something that comes on its own. That's why I'm saying, even at home, at the schools, and in women's groups, because women will also need support. But those who have been abused, they will need a lot of support. But the most important support is for society, not to isolate them and to blame them, because in some instances you find that the very victims of sexual violence are blamed instead of blaming the perpetrators. So it's important for society to support them, to make sure that they get the counseling they need, they get the support, and they are not blamed for what happened.
What would your message be to men in Africa in general?
My message would be that a self-respecting man, a dignified man, does not abuse women. All men does not commit sexual violence.
To and women?
And to women, that we must work together, we must support each other, and we must fight against this. And we must not only fight as women, but we must bring all the progressive men as well to fight this scourge with us and to show other men that it is possible to be a man and yet not commit sexual violence acts.